Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Thank you, Dev, you big farty mess. Good morning. This is the Chris Moore Show with Scott Mills.
I went in there to say hello to them this morning, and I didn't notice anything untoward, and then I got back to my desk and there was an email apologising for Dev having let one go before I walked in, and sorry if I was offended.
He's
but I wouldn't
well.
Have known. It's one of those things where you wouldn't have known, but then they drew massive attention to
Should have just
and
kept
then,
quiet. Yeah.
Yeah.
But very polite of his producer, I think, Prod P, to actually do that. Thanks very much. Go home, get some sleep.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Mark from Morecambe says, morning, put some effort in today, please. Okay, good. Noted. And Liam says, what happened to Tuesday's cheesy song? Or was I still asleep? Yeah, you were asleep, Liam. We played it in full. Where were you? Seriously, wake up. Hello. It's 6:41. Today, Michael Bublé is coming in at 8:30. Mickey Bubble is going to be here at 8:30. First fan outside this morning, looking freezing. I'm quite glad I went home when I did yesterday.
Why?
Because apparently, at about midday, a crowd of Justin Bieber fans turned up, baying for my blood.
Oh no, is this after what you said about...
It was ages ago I said this, and maybe I just said he was a little bit arrogant.
But they don't forget.
They do not forget. And some kind of Bieber hit squad turned up.
What,
12.
An actual hit squad? Not an actual...
Not like the gang in EastEnders last night. Did you see them?
No.
Oh, God.
I bet they were good, though, were they?
They were really good.
Were you scared of them?
The thing is, it's a very serious subject matter, and it's Billy Jackson's funeral. Mm. And the lady that plays Carol in it, I think, is an incredible actress, Lindsay Coulson. She's, like, the best actress by far in that show. And it's really good at the moment, EastEnders. However, the gang with the red scarves on, seriously... I was going to my flatmate, right, because I'd seen it already and we were watching the repeat on BBC 3 at 10, and I was going, right, see if you can spot the which ones are in the gang. They've all got like these red masks on and red ribbons around their arm, just so you can tell they're in a gang. Not any good. Anyway, it wasn't like that. They weren't wearing armbands or anything, but they were apparently chanting, "We hate Scott Mills, we hate Scott Mills, we hate Scott Mills," outside the building yesterday about midday.
I didn't hear this. I would have gone out and joined them.
Security guard upstairs just told me they hate me.
So what happens now?
Well, I'm presuming...
Are you going to get protection?
Maybe. But I'm presuming also that they will turn up again for Michael Bublé, because let's not forget... In Bublé's latest video for his song, Hollywood, I don't want to say mocks, but he does dress up as Justin Bieber.
Yeah. What, with the hair and everything?
Yeah, looks just like him. And they'll think that he's mocking him, so it'll be, "We hate Michael Bublé, we hate Michael Bublé," outside.
You're just trying to detract attention from the fact that you said that Bieber was arrogant and you didn't like him. This could all be fixed by you just taking back those comments and saying, actually, when we met him, he was a really nice guy.
But he wasn't. So I'm not going to. I refuse. Also, Becky has just seen a picture of The Wanted for the first time on
seriously.
The Radio 1 website.
I'm not being funny, but I thought they were like a really hot boy band. Because the way people talk about them and the way, like, the amount of girls outside and stuff, they are absolutely minging. Like, what's going on with Warty One? Do you know that one?
That's Nathan.
Yeah, and he's just got warts
bad
all
skin.
Over him. And then the one on the end has got something growing out of his eye. And
that's
he's
Max.
Covered in blood. And then the other one on this side is just completely blue in, like, looks at his hair. Looks like it's a wig.
I think that's Jay. And then there's the vampire-looking one.
I know vampires are cool and
Siva.
Stuff at the moment, but that pointy front bit of his hair, like the one that counts in Sesame Street.
They were in the they were in the live
I think
lounge
he's
yesterday.
The Count.
He is called the Count. Yeah.
As I said it, I thought we're going to sound really stupid.
That's the Count then.
But the minging.
They were in Fern's live lounge yesterday. If you want to see these pictures, they are.
I wouldn't if I was you.
They're right there on the front page at Radio 1 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. But yeah, you're right. Thousands of
You think they've got enough money now to, like, get
female
some...
Female fans. I know, sort it out.
At least have a wash.
Don't see what the fuss is all about.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
I think I'm definitely off the hook now with the Bieber fans after what you've just said, your little rant about The Wanted early on a Tuesday.
No, I'm just saying, if you go to the Radio 1 homepage, the pictures, they're not as good-looking as everyone says they are.
They're not as hot as you would expect.
They're just a bit warty and a bit scar-faced.
You'll see what I mean. Someone just called us shallow. Well, go to the website... And then,
well, their music's good. It's just, I just don't understand the hype about their looks, really, from the pictures.
No. Go and have a look for yourself. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Your turn for The Wanted hit squad next.
We hate Becky. We hate Becky.
Radio 1 podcasts.
You know Sabina, off of Oh What's Occurring a while back? Her biggest fan is Tiny Temper. So we've got her in.
Is he?
Yeah, he loves her. When he came in last time, he was like, oh, what's that girl? Quite a posh girl. Oh, no, what's occurring? Like, Sabina? Yes. Big fan.
Oh.
So we, as we said we were going to do ages ago, have got Sabina to do some prank calls.
Amazing.
Yeah. So they will be on at, what time should we do them?
After 8?
After half 8. No, after 8.
After 8. After
8 o'clock, because we've got to make way for Bubble at 8.30. And also today, coming up, the Diary of a Radio 1 DJ. We compare... how my life is different or the same, even, as a Radio 1 DJ from 20 years ago. Becky's found this book on Amazon, and it's a good read. Really good.
Yesterday, what did we find out about him yesterday? That he was the compact disc jockey.
Because he's short and plays CDs.
Yeah, and no one in the industry to date had been linked with CDs, and he'd spotted a gap in the market.
Yeah.
Which I thought was quite good.
So, people were trying to come up with a name for me. I was, what, MP3 Mills?
Yeah, Mexican WAV was my favourite, because...
Because of my skin colour?
Yeah. And because, obviously, WAVs and MP3s.
Yeah. So
it's hard to explain. It's not a good one if you have to explain it every time you do it, is it?
You had to be there, didn't you?
No. That really didn't sound funny, then.
No.
No.
Also, as someone's just pointed out, and this is true, back to Bieber, Fern Cotton said on Celebrity Juice the other night that... Justin Bieber has the same hairdo as Anne Widdecombe. And actually, if you think about it...
That is so
true. It's true. But who got it first? That's my question. Did he steal her style? Did Bieber see her on Strictly, flying through the air and think, yeah, I want that? Or did Widdecombe see a picture of Bieber and take it to the hairdressers and go, yep, I want one of them, please. I'll have a Justin Bieber.
I'd love to see Bieber and, like, Widdecombe in one of those hoists.
Okay, good.
No, really, just, like, coming down from the ceiling. Like,
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
If you aren't up yet, don't do it yet. Seriously, just, like, listen to us for another few minutes, because it's freezing. Hello, if you're on half term and you're up, probably not that many. And also, hello if you're going back to school today. Diana in Inverness has been on. School's back today in Inverness. Woo! Okay, let's take a call. Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Who's that?
It's Mark here.
All right, Mark, where are you today?
I'm working in my snack bar at a Frank Scott's in near Bridgewater in Somerset.
Oh, lush. How's it going?
Not too bad. A bit early yet. Just still cooking up the sausages at the moment, but we're doing pretty good roll in a minute.
How can I help you?
I've got a question for you. I just want to know, has it been confirmed yet if Becky's turning on the lights in our town?
Oh, yeah, there's been a big campaign.
That's right.
To be thwarted by the local station, but we've seen them off. to get Becky to switch on the lights in Bridgewater, her hometown. It's like a homecoming gig. It'd be like those ones on X Factor where she turns up and waves at people in a shopping mall before not singing.
Yeah, I'm not singing.
And you'll have a fancy car taking you back and a camera following you all the way. And then there'll be loads of people going, ah, outside. And you'll be in the car and there'll be a camera on you. And you'll be like, oh, God, I can't believe so many people have turned up. This is so exciting. And then you step out of the car and mayhem ensues, just like on X Factor. Anyway, are you going to come if this happens?
I'll be there if she's going, yeah.
With a banner and stuff?
Oh, absolutely.
It's happening.
It is happening.
Yeah?
Cool.
I know. Bring
at
as many.
At least one person will be there.
Bring as many friends as you can.
I'll bring me two boys as well, you're all right?
That's no, bring
three.
More people than that.
Do you know anyone else?
Oh, one or two people.
Five.
Okay, well, that's five. All right, well, we'll see you in Bridgewater soon.
It's on the 24th of November.
Okay, I'll put that in my diary now.
Lush. All right, we'll see you there.
See you later.
Love you, bye.
Are you
Love
coming
you.
Then?
Am I allowed?
Yeah. Do you want to come?
Yeah. I love a light switch on.
It would be good if you could come as well, because you're like, you're better at doing that sort of thing. I get a bit nervous.
I'm not getting on stage.
You've done that sort of stuff before.
No, the stage is yours. I'm not doing anything. I'll just watch and laugh.
Thanks for your support. If you come, it'll be six people, so you could just come to make up the numbers.
24th, is it? 24th of November.
Are you free?
I don't know. I'll check. Are there lots of lights, or is it a small thing?
I don't know.
Just one street?
I didn't ask, but they said food would be provided, so...
Good. We're there. Now, last night, I just want to say this, I got served up by my flatmate who cooks the most evil vegetable I've ever seen in my life, and I've never encountered this before. It looks like something off of Doctor Who in the 70s. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's supposed to be broccoli, but it looks like a dinosaur.
What?
And I put it on Twitter last night and I had hundreds and hundreds of people going, "Don't eat it! It's vile! What are you doing? What is it?"
So what does it look like? A broccoli or not?
It looks like a weird broccoli cauliflower hybrid that belongs in a fish tank. You know the things that fish swim round to have fun? It looks like that. It's horrible. You've got vegetable knowledge. You're from the country. I thought you'd know what it is.
I'm trying to work out what it is. What's it called?
I don't know what it's called. It's just in our veg box at home.
What colour is it? Green?
Kind of really luminous green.
Right. And it's like a broccoli and cauliflower.
Or like a weird Pokemon thing. It's horrible.
I don't know what that is. No.
Okay. Well, I took a picture of it, obviously, and put it on Twitter last night, but no one's... Well, there are a few people like, it's a Roman cauliflower or something, and I was like, I'm not touching that.
I had
that.
A potato shaped like a bum the other day.
Brilliant.
And my boyfriend was in a really bad mood, and not even the bum potato would cheer him up. I was like, if you can't get cheered up by a potato that looks like a bum, there's no hope for you, is there?
Yeah, you win that one, I think. The Scott Mills Daily. And we're into the vegetable slot on the show, where we discuss different types of vegetables here on BBC Radio 1. I'm only a stone's throw away from a whole gardening programme, I think, to myself. Hello?
Hello.
Who's that?
Nikki.
All right, Nikki, what's going on?
Well, I think you're a wimp. You can't be that scared of a vegetable.
Well, have you seen it? It's like alien food.
It's a cross between cauliflower and broccoli.
Well, yeah, you say that, but it looks like coral. It belongs on the Great Barrier Reef.
My children eat it.
What are you doing?
My son's four, my daughter's two, and they eat it. Man up meals.
What's it called?
Romanesco.
It's like an illuminous green pine cone looking thing.
I was going to say something, but I can't say that on the morning radio, actually.
No, you really can't. Well, I don't know what it was, but let's just say you can't, for safety's sake. Is it lush?
It is nice, yeah.
Well, I'm going to put a picture of this on the blog, and I think people will disagree, because
I've never seen it in shops. Can you get it in, like, normal supermarkets?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I don't go anywhere fancy, and I buy it.
Okay, well, it just looks weird. So you eat it all the time?
Sunday dinner.
Is my flatmate trying to poison me? Is something that crossed my mind?
No, I think he's just trying to broaden your taste buds, we'll say.
Broaden my vegetable horizons.
Broaden your vegetable, yeah. Really, don't be scared of veg.
Okay. All right, well, that's...
Do you want to come round and have dinner with George? He's four. He'll, you know...
Well, only if he eats it first to check that it's safe. He could be like my tester.
You can't do that to a four-year-old.
All right, give me a high five.
It's really safe.
Press five.
Love you. Bye.
Press five. Five.
Sorry.
Okay, that's all right. BBC Radio 1 podcast. Posh Radio 4 ladies coming next with Dear Scott, the stuff you've been saying on our email this week. Man at meals. I like that. I'm going to play it constantly throughout the show. I'm just talking about this weird vegetable, which Becky has now put a picture of that I took last night. It's on our Facebook page. What's our Facebook?
Scott Mills on Radio 1. If we just type in Scott Mills, it's the first one that comes up.
Okay, good. Go on Facebook and have a look at the weird alien vegetable, which inspired this lady to say this.
Man up, Mills!
Now, later on today, somebody I know has an interview, 10 o'clock this morning, as a tequila girl.
Oh, I don't want to think about that at this time in the morning.
Tequila generally, barf. But I just want to know, I'm just putting this out there, has anyone done this before? What do you have to wear to the interview? What happens during your chat? Like, how do you get the job? She wants to know all these things. It's at 10 o'clock this morning. Are you one of those people that wears those holsters? Those people that come up to you and go, hello, do you want a... Hey, gee, do you want a shot? One of those?
Well, you have to have good balance.
Yeah.
To carry all the shot glasses.
And what happens? Does the boss just sit there and get drunk while you pour them tequila at 10 a.m?
No, I don't think so, but I quite like it.
If you've been or you are one of those girls, could you let me know how you got the job, please? It would really help my friend out.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, the loads of shot girls have been on, like Danny in Cheshire, saying wear a bikini to the interview. No, it's 10 a.m. It's 10 a.m.
She used to get it on her talents. I assume it's a girl.
It is a girl, yeah. Mm. My friend's got an interview for her to be a tequila girl part-time. And the interview's at 10 this morning. I'm just wondering what she has to do. She's a bit scared. Sarah in Clapham was a coyote girl at uni. And one of her jobs was to be a shot girl. She had a group audition with dancing and team games. Someone also says take a tea towel with you because people always spill them. Yeah, I can imagine that.
Oh, you're going to end up with really... You're going to smell after that job, aren't you?
Down in Milton Keynes, I used to do the interviews for tequila girls. Dress code varies, but what they look for is someone who can talk to anyone and has a loud personality. Oh, that'll be fine then, she'll get it. It's 7:20, and now it's time for Dear Scott. Posh Radio 4 lady reads out the stuff that you have been saying to us. If you want to send me an email, you will get on this week. It's simple. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That's my email address. Use it. Tell us stuff. Ask us stuff.
Dear Scott and the gang, you think Aberdeen and Australia are in the future. I'll have you know I have travelled over 500 years into the future and back several times.
Now, I think this might be an email from Doctor Who.
In fact, I am currently in the year 2553.
Definitely Doctor Who, isn't it? Let's read on.
Which is the current year in Thailand. No joke, son of small face.
All right, so it's not Doctor Who, but excitingly it is from someone called Son of Smallface.
Who's... Oh, there's so many things about this email that are just a bit wrong.
So it's currently 2553 in Thailand, the year, is that right?
Right. I've never been to Thailand, so I don't know. Are they futuristic?
I have been to Thailand, and I think that's right. I think that they are years ahead. Because I remember speaking to a Thai person once, and I was saying about their birthday or something, and they were like, oh, I was born in 2009, and I was like, well, that's this year, and they're like, no. So I think that might be right.
Well, their soap operas are quite futuristic, aren't they, from what you've told me about them, with
yeah.
the music and the weird...
So they really are in the future. Have they got, like, flying cars and stuff?
I don't know, I've never...
Is it like Futurama in Thailand? Quite like that.
I don't know, I quite like it to be.
Email back, please, Thai people. Or if you're in Thailand, don't have to be Thai.
Or Son of Smallface needs to get back on.
Next!
Dear Scott, on behalf of the rest of the Radio 1 listeners... Wing as record of the week, please. Love you, Ryan, Nottingham.
Ryan, I'm not sure we can do that at the moment because there's no release date for this Wing track, but it is from her brand new album, which we premiered on the show yesterday. Wing, our favourite Chinese singer, now living in New Zealand, who we have championed from the start. She's had an episode of South Park about her, very famous in America, and she has done a version of All the Single Ladies by Beyonce. Here it is.
All the single ladies. All the single ladies. All the single ladies. All the single ladies. Now push the hands up. Up in the club. We just hooked up. I'm doing my own little thing. You decided to dip. And now you on a trip. Cause another brother noticed me. I up on him.
Not record of the week material, I don't think, but...
Also, how's Nelly going to feel if we suddenly bin him off in favour of this?
Sorry, Nelly.
No offence to Wing,
we
but
chose
he's
Wing.
Not going to be happy, is he?
No. What we can do for you, though, if you want, is, you know Wing's version of Total Eclipse of the Heart, which is also on the new album? Michael Bublé's coming in today.
Mm.
There's no... Turn around on her version.
Oh, no backing vocals.
No. So I think that Bublé would be ideal. Think about it. Listen to the version without him. This goes on a bit. But Bublé
no,
could do the turn around. And then she goes, every now and... See what I mean in about 4 seconds?
It's on loop.
Go. Turn around. That's where Bublé comes in.
Every now and then I get the little bit lonely and you're never coming round.
This would work again. Bublé in here. Yes.
Every now and then I get...
Right, we'll ask him later. I think that would be good. And then we've created a Michael Bublé and Wing duet. I like.
He's definitely going to be up for that.
Next.
Dear Scott, why is there no love you in your automated reply message? Birta.
Oh, sorry. You get an email bounce back from my account going, thanks for your email. Sadly, Scott can't reply to all of them, but I will sort that out and I'll get a love you on there. My bad. Sorry.
Scott, Becky, TOTDS and PR4L. Hey, it's Amir off of Cheltenham. Today, Sunday, I was reffing some football and this song was in my head. I think it's the PR4L's fave. Smiley.
Now, I think... they're talking about this song.
How does he know the PR4L likes this one?
Now I'm not trying to be rude, but hey, pretty girl, I'm feeling you the way you do.
I love the thought of that.
Reminds me of my Lexus cool.
Before she's going to go on and read the Radio 4 news, she listens to this to warm up.
She puts on R. Kelly's greatest hits. It is her favourite song, you're not wrong. And here she is.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Get this turned up. Here's the PR4L.
No, I'm not trying to be rude, but hey, pretty girl, I'm feeling you. The way you do, the things you do, remind me of my Lexus coup. That's why I'm all up in your grill, trying to get you to a hotel. You must be a football coach, the way you got me playing the field. Give me that toot toot, and let me give you that beep beep. Running her hands through my fro, bouncing on 20 foes. While they say on the radio, this is the remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every man in her wishing. Sipping on Coke and rum, I'm like, so what? I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby. I'm about to have me some fun.
Loves it.
Bounce, 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 bounce. Bounce, 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 come on.
Don't know what to say. Don't know what to say.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast.
Radio 1 podcast.
Football, everybody. This is the Chris Moore Show without him. It's me, Scott. Right, so Michael Bublé. Loads of forums I was reading yesterday are buzzing about did he or didn't he mime on X Factor. Well, we'll ask him at 8:30. Hi, Tulip.
Hi, Scott.
Tulip off the news is here, and you have a special request for me.
Well, I thought it would be nice... because you often do this to me at 5 o'clock when you're on the afternoons, for us to have a special news where Bublé stares me out at 9 o'clock.
Right, so you just want to meet Michael Bublé, obviously.
Yeah.
What girl wouldn't?
Yeah.
So you have decided to put an extra news on Radio 1 at 9 o'clock. Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying to help, you know, out the programme, and it's something that I know you like to do. I'll be willing to do that for you, because that's the sort of girl I am.
How did you explain this to your boss, Tulip?
It's not been discussed yet with
management.
All right,
management. So you just... Okay. Well, he's here, isn't he? He's always here.
I'm sure
I saw him.
He may well be listening to this right now.
He sleeps here.
Yeah, more or less.
He's got a bed up there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right, well... so Michael Bublé can stare you out. I don't see that being a problem. At 9 o'clock, are you just going to make it up or is it going to be actual news?
No, no, I will do some actual news. It will just be an added news for your pleasure.
All right, cool. Yeah, let's do that. All right. At 9 o'clock this morning, while Bublé stares you out. And we'll get it on the live webcam as well.
Brilliant.
Because we've done it with loads of people. Who have we done it with?
We have. We've done it with JLS, which was the funniest because I started... stroking my hair and things during the news. Kylie Minogue was the scariest.
Yeah. I remember you were shaking at that one.
I had, you know what I did? This is something I've not revealed before. I did actually at the end drop.
Did you a little fart?
No.
No, just out of kind of like nerves.
Didn't drop a little fart. I dropped a little story because I couldn't breathe.
You changed the news because of Kylie.
But it was like one line and I thought, you know what, I will tell you about this at 5:45.
Was it about her?
No, it wasn't about her. It was a sports line. But I could no longer breathe anymore because I was so nervous.
And we'll tell you more about that when Kylie's not here.
Do you know what, Tulip? We would have let you just come in and sit and... you don't have to read a news just to meet Michael Bublé.
Yeah, but if
you
can I just sit at the back, he won't look at me.
Yeah, he might think you're a crazed fan.
Exactly.
Yeah, you look like a stalker. Okay, yeah, we'll make up the news. We won't tell him it's made up. We'll be like it always happens at 9 o'clock,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
All right, thanks then.
Thanks.
We're talking about farts and Michael Bublé. Something bad happened yesterday.
Oh, no, don't talk about this.
We need to, before he comes in.
Whoopi Gate.
Yeah.
Not Whoopi Goldberg,
Which is what I first thought, because she's in London at the moment. I thought, what's happened with Michael Bublé and Whoopi Goldberg? Really confusing.
There was an incident yesterday where we were messing about in the office and we were trying to think of things we could do with Michael Bublé, and someone had a whoopee cushion and I was like, we should put it under his chair, just hilarious. As a joke.
Hello, we're five.
But then accidentally we told his like management and
what, so he sits down, the first thing...
Everyone laughed, but it was never a proper idea. But then I got an email mid-afternoon saying, not sure about this whoopee cushion idea, it's not the vibe we're going for. No. So I then had to send an email going, don't worry, Michael's chair is going to be perfectly safe.
And it is.
It is, of course it is, yeah.
So, if, Michael, if you're listening...
It wasn't ever going to get to Bublé.
If you're listening now, Bublé, your chair is perfectly safe. We haven't given you the comedy chair, and you'll be fine when you sit on it at 8:30, just to clear that up. And also, I know the person, you've reassured them that it's all going to be fine, have you? So
yeah,
it's all
I've
good.
Sent an email saying okay. That the chair's going to be fine, no whoopee cushions will be involved.
Good. So, we're all set.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
When were those years of your life when you were bouncing on every bonnet in Bournemouth?
Mid-2000s?
Were it? Mm. You're going out with an R&B boy, weren't you, at the time? So, the life of a Radio 1 DJ 20 or more years ago, how does it compare to the life of a Radio 1 DJ now? Let's find out.
The Diary of a Radio 1 DJ. Have you ever wondered what life is really like when you're a top disc jockey? Is it all one long party where you get paid for playing your own records? This diary gives you the truth. The real story behind the bright lights and big cars is one of hard work and determination. The Diary of a Radio 1 DJ.
So Becky has found this book online, which she bought, which is a diary of a Radio 1 DJ from the 80s.
Yeah.
And his name was Bruno Brooks, and he was a very popular DJ on this station.
He was like the equivalent of you back in the day, wasn't he?
Was he?
Yeah. Was he the same as you? He was better than you, was he?
Yeah, better than
who
me.
Was more popular? Probably him.
Him, definitely.
Yeah.
So here's what we've learned so far from Bruno back in the day. He was, yesterday... talking us through
his nickname.
His nickname.
He has blue-grey eyes, brown hair, highlighted at the moment, a sprinkling of freckles, a little nose, a rounded bum, and is only 5'5" tall.
I'm not sure we needed to know about the rounded bum. TMI.
Bruno's nickname on Radio 1 is the compact disc jockey, because of his height. He's also very into compact discs, and is quite happy for his name to be linked with them.
He was the first dwarf Radio 1 DJ.
He wasn't a dwarf.
So that's what earned him his name.
He was a compact disc jockey.
Bruno reckons there's a big hole in the market. There's no one at the moment connected in people's minds to compact discs. So why not me?
So, he plays CDs, he's short, therefore he is the compact disc jockey. See?
Genius.
Let's see what Bruno's up to today in the diary of a Radio 1 DJ from a long time ago.
For breakfast, Bruno has a bowl of cornflakes. He takes a slurp of milk from the bottle. "Excuse me, I'm a milk freak," he explains. "I never eat a cooked breakfast at home. I have so many things to do. My mind is tied up with those."
He's got no time in his mind for a cooked breakfast. "Just a bowl of cornflakes, please," says Bruno.
"What do you normally have for breakfast?"
"Porridge." Kind of similar. Can't be doing with a fry-up. That's because I don't know how to cook it.
"Are you a milk freak?"
"Yeah. Skimmed, though." Some people...
It doesn't say his preference, does it?
Some people say... I don't think they had skimmed,
I think
then.
It was full fat in the 80s,
yeah,
it
was. No one had skimmed then. There was only blue tops available.
"For instance, I usually spend a couple of hours in the morning in my studio working on ideas, checking records, trying out twisted lyrics. If I have a big breakfast, I just feel sick later on."
What does that mean, trying out twisted lyrics?
Was that a feature that he used to do?
Was that the thing where it's a lyric that sounds like something a bit rude?
I don't know, but that sounds amazing.
Yeah, I think it's the kind of thing that I would definitely do.
"My ideal meal is a good French onion soup with lots of gooey cheese, medium steak in a pastry case with crispy vegetables, especially mange tout, followed by chocolate mousse with brandy."
Oh, that sounds
he is
good.
Posh as.
And you know what? He was so far in the future because mange tout wasn't that big in the 80s.
No, Bruno had it before everyone.
The kitchen dazzles in white with a few unusual decorations. A life-size China Dalmatian dog sits in one corner. In another, there's a chocolate vending machine. And, of course, there's the regulation telly. It's Bruno's favourite room. It's practical and stunning.
So he's got a Dalmatian dog,
a vending machine, and obviously a telly. You've just moved into your new house. Have you got a big Dalmatian yet?
No, and nor do I have a vending machine.
This How amazing would that be to have a vending machine in your house?
Yeah!
How do you get one of them?
I don't know. I mean, we've got one here, but it's not the same as having one in your flat.
In the far corner by the French windows is a silk tree, so realistically made that it really is hard to tell it from real. Bruno says Mike Reed came round one evening, felt one of the leaves, and then asked me if I had to water it often. It's that good.
So realistic, the silk tree.
Any fake trees in your life?
Not. I used to have a fake plant because I had some real plants for a while and they died through lack of care. So that's the only thing. But no silk. Bling.
His bedroom is a mixture of high tech and comfort.
Right, okay.
Now, I imagine to be the same as yours. High tech and comfort?
Yeah. How much detail do we go into about this old blur DJ's bedroom?
I think quite a lot. We'll see if it's the same as yours.
From the large double bed, Bruno can operate the television and radio. And a sunbed sits in the corner.
Same!
No, it's
same,
not the same!
Same! It is! He's got all the mod cons and he likes to tan. You are the same!
I haven't got one in my room.
The colours are muted. A cream carpet. Curtains in browns, creams and salmon pink. Ooh. And matching fabric draped sumptuously over the bed like a tent.
Ugh. I like that. I like the thought of him peeking out in the morning.
From a tent.
Yeah.
Which is actually his bed.
There's a bathroom ensuite, but the most impressive bathroom is the one on the first floor. It is unbelievable. It has a sunken bath in the middle of the room, a loo, a bidet, two basins side by side, and is decorated with huge floral patterned paper.
OMG, he's got a bidet.
Oh, only posh people have bidets.
I've dreamed of a bidet. For years.
Why don't you just use a shower or a bath like everyone else?
Why'd I just buy this house? No, I wouldn't be able to afford it, would I?
No, not if he's got
two sinks.
They
get paid a lot more in those days.
I think so. If he's got a China Dalmatian and a bidet, he's made it.
And a silk tree.
And as you'd expect in the home of a disc jockey, there is a radio in every room. From the time he wakes up to the time he goes to bed, usually well after midnight, he monitors different radio programmes.
Hmm.
Same as you.
Yeah, I do that.
Well, wow, that was an insight.
That was really good today.
I think
that.
Today he's more similar than you think to you.
Yeah, I mean, he drinks whole milk, not...
He didn't say that, we're just assuming. We can't just assume.
Has a silk tree, no. Vending machine in his house.
But you would want one.
I would, yeah. Sunken bath.
Want one.
Radios in every room.
Got.
This
is like swaps, isn't it? Top trumps. Got.
Sunbed in room.
Not got.
No, I haven't got, but want. That's brilliant.
You've just got a spray tan tent.
Got a real insight into the life of a Radio 1 DJ 20-odd years ago there.
Radio 1 podcasts.
Michael Bublé has just arrived already. Oh, looking forward to this. Now, do you remember, a few weeks back on the show, we had Tiny Temper on. And he was talking about Sabina, who used to be on Know What's Occurring.
There was a time when I really, really wanted to sort of like invade your show. There was
a certain period
of my life when I wanted to invade for a good reason.
Yeah.
It was when he was doing What's Occurring. And there was this one particular young lady who was on the show for like 3 days in a row. She wasn't even getting it right, but she was so amazing. She had the best voice ever. You must remember, she sounded really like flowery and happy.
Oh, Sabina.
Sabina! Yes! Where is she?
Sabina is, we saw her actually. She came to one of our Edinburgh shows as well. So we're still keeping contact with her.
Does she look how she sounds?
Yeah, pretty much.
Has she got flowers in her hair?
That kind of thing. Yeah. And lots of flowery accessories.
Oh my gosh. Listen, Sabina, I'm like your biggest fan, man.
Oh my God.
Like, you're crazy. Like,
that's so cool.
I love you, man. Nah, she's amazing. You must be like, you must keep her under your wing. She must be your protege.
Well, we wanted her to do some, we're going to get her to do some prank calls, which would be quite funny.
That'd be amazing.
She's the person you would least expect to have a prank call from ever, I think. So Tiny Temper wanted it, and we have done it. While I was away last week, Sabina came in and called up some people, some friends of the show. And let's see how good she is at doing prank calls. Is this going to be fine, Becky?
Yeah, she'll be brilliant.
Okay.
If it's good enough for Tiny, it's like, if he wants it, you can't say no, can you?
Flowery Sabina, the person you'd least expect to do prank calls ever, phones up Dev first from Radio 1.
Hello?
Hi, is that Dev?
Speaking.
Hi, it's Lady here.
It's who, sorry?
Gaga, Lady Gaga. But you can call me Lady if you like.
Okay.
Right, I don't know if you know, I've got a really cool new game out. It's special in America, but I thought I'd bring it just to you in your studio.
Yeah. Right.
Do you want to play? Do you want to know what it's called? It's called Guess the Outfit.
What's she doing?
She's doing a Lady Gaga game.
Right.
It was her idea. She wanted to do prank calls and to ring three people as Lady Gaga.
Right, and she's doing Guess the Outfit.
Yeah.
With Dev.
It's Lady Gaga's favourite game.
I have the most amazing wardrobe, as you know. So you have five guesses to guess what I'm wearing. And I think I'll say, like, hot or cold as to whether you're
knickers.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's like a really boring game.
Oh, no, it's really fun. You have to use your imagination. I have a really amazing imagination, so I'm sure you do too. Don't
right.
play? Yeah, okay, first guess.
What, you want me to guess what?
Yeah, guess what I'm wearing. Label, outfit type, dress.
I'm going to, my first guess is that you're wearing clothes.
Cold. That means you're not near.
You're wearing slabs of meat.
Oh, you're quite near.
A celery hat.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a good idea, but
spring onion G-string.
Not quite. Maybe I'll wear that to my next award ceremony.
You are wearing sellotape. And masking tape.
Oh, no. Cold.
You are wearing a pudsy bear.
No, cold. Shall I give you a clue? It is like a brownie red colour.
Eh?
And it's quite salty.
Brownie red colour.
And it begins with a P. And ends in an I.
You're dressed as a peanut.
No! I'm dressed as a pepperami.
All right.
Oh, bless. This is for you, Tiny.
Listen, Sabina, I'm like your biggest fan, man.
Oh my God.
Like, you're crazy. Like,
that's so cool.
I love you, man.
A lot of people are pleased to hear Sabina back on air again. Maybe not so much doing prank calls.
Oh, she's good. That was a good one.
Should we have another one?
She's rung more people with the same game.
The Lady Gaga game. She was insistent on this, wasn't she? Laura, who used to work on the show, got a call.
Hello.
Hi. My name's Lady Gaga. You might know who I am. I'm sure you do. Hi. Hi.
Hi.
I've got a new game. Do you want to play? It's really fun. It's called Guess the Outfit.
Okay.
And you have five guesses to guess what I'm wearing. And
okay.
I'll say if you're hot or cold. Okay. Go.
Okay. Is it made out of some type of food type?
Yeah. Hot.
Is it a vegetarian food?
No.
Is it made from meat?
Yes.
Sausages?
Not really, but same shape.
Pork chops?
No. That's the last one.
Oh, rubbish.
I'm sorry, should I tell you what it was? You're going
yes,
to kick
please.
Yourself.
Yes,
it was
please.
Pepperami, of course.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
I feel foolish now, LG.
Oh, LG, I like it. Okay.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Okay, cool. Bye.
Bye.
Is this going to be a regular thing where we get listeners in to do prank calls?
Oh, God, I like it, bless her.
Oh. But Lady Gaga is American. Schoolboy era. Oh, that's one of the texts coming in. And now she calls Internet Sam. Is she still persisting with the same game?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Hi, it's Lady Gaga here. You can call me Lady if you like. I've got a new game. Do you want to play? It's really fun. I just played it with my really good friend Dev a second ago. Do you want to play?
Okay. Yeah, I'd love to.
It's called Guess the Outfit. I'll explain the rules. You have five guesses to guess what I'm wearing. Starting now.
Are you wearing a dress?
No.
Are you wearing jeans?
No.
Oh, hang on, you're Lady Gaga, aren't you?
Yeah,
are you wearing
duh.
Are you wearing meat?
Yes, close.
Are you wearing pepperoni?
Oh, close.
Are you wearing a pepperami?
Yeah! I'm wearing a pepperami. Well done. Well done for guessing. You did really well. I think that's the end of our game. Bye.
Bye.
God bless Sabina. Off of her, what's occurring. So there she was when she came in last week. She tried her hand at some prank calls on the insistence of Tiny Temper, who is her biggest, biggest fan.
You must keep her under your wing. She must be your protege.
Well,
right?
We wanted her to do some... we're going to get her to do some prank calls, which would be quite funny.
That'd be amazing.
Can I just say that I'm so pleased that somebody got it when they did after three calls.
We'd have been here till 10 o'clock at least. It would have gone into Fern's show.
But if you enjoyed that game, and let's face it, it is brilliant, maybe play it today. Just call someone up, pretend to be Lady Gaga.
Don't even do a voice.
Don't do the voice, and then just, you know, do the guess what outfit I'm wearing game. It's fun for everyone.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Lee in Portsmouth put on and just phoned his mate Jam with the Lady Gaga game. He hasn't been listening to Radio 1. How they laughed. Yeah, it's a fun game.
Radio 1 podcasts.
Let's play The Wanted. They were in the live lounge with Fern Cotton yesterday, and we were discussing this earlier on the show. If you look at the homepage of the Radio 1 website, they really aren't all that, are they?
No, I don't understand what all the fuss is about, to be honest. Mm. It's like I said earlier, one of them's got, like, really, really bad skin. The other one's got a blue face. And I'm not against people with blue.
You'd think that they would try and hide that with makeup or something if they were going to be photographed.
Yeah, and it's like his hair's, like, really long, and the other one looks like a vampire.
And then there's, like, the one with the weird, really weird face on the right.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to be the really fit one.
He's got, like, all dirt all over his chest. He could have had a wash.
If you want to have a look at these pictures, then go online to bbc.co.uk/radio1.
I just don't get it.
No. It's weird because thousands of young girls really do. But
their music's amazing.
I don't see it.
I love this.
Have a look at the picture now. It's them performing and they look scary.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Oh. Oh, I see. George has been on. Apparently, they were dressed up because they were going to do a Halloween gig afterwards. That's not what they actually look like.
Oh.
So they are actually fit, the Wanted.
So stupid.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, now it makes sense now. Yeah. If you look, they're all dressed up for Halloween.
He's got blood coming out of his mouth and two black eyes.
Sorry, we just thought they were minging.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Playing out some watermelon chewing gum at the moment, which I got when I was off of abroad. What's the vibe on this? It's not that good, is it?
It's quite good, but it loses its flavour really quickly.
Do you think in 20 years... a replacement for me will be reading it out on Radio 1.
Scott insisted on watermelon chewing gum.
On the diary of me. Could be.
Are you doing a book?
No. Well, no.
What?
No.
Go on.
I'm not. Coming up...
You are, aren't you?
No, I'm not doing a book.
Yes, you are.
I'm not, no.
Is it going to be like that one? Please say it is. I'll write it for you.
Scott has a sunken bath and a rounded bum.
coming up...
Rounded bum?
That's what it says in the Bruno Brooks one from 20 years ago.
But that's the first... For people who hadn't heard that, that's the first two things that you think about yourself. Your bath and your bum.
I was quoting the one from the guy who was on here 20 years ago.
Some people might not have heard that.
Well...
Hi, I'm Scott Mills, and I've got a round bum.
He also has a chocolate vending machine in his house and a silk tree. How things have changed. I don't have either of those.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Hello. If you'd like to look at the webcam, if you have access to a computer now, if you're not too busy, then go online. Click on webcam at bbc.co.uk/radio1. And there you'll see Michael Bublé. Hello.
Hey, how's it going? Good morning.
How are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you. How about you?
Yeah, I'm really good. Now, I have a list of things that you get called all the time. I'd like to know which is your favourite so I can kind of introduce you, okay, rather than saying Michael.
Totally.
Canadian crooner.
Yeah, I'm Canadian. I'm a crooner. I guess it works.
Housewife's choice.
Never.
Hunky idol.
Yeah, better than chunky idol.
King of swing.
King of swing, cool.
Yeah. Music sensation.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. I don't know.
It's quite good.
It's good, yeah.
Die hard romantic.
I'm probably a foolish romantic, yeah.
And finally, Hunker Spunk.
Hunker Spunk, the Australians call me that. Oh, my God, Michael Bublé. You're a Hunker Spunk.
That's a good one. Do they love you in Australia?
I love them.
Kath and Kim?
Yeah, yeah.
Hilarious.
Do you know, Kat, you watch the show?
Yeah, yeah, we have it here.
You know what? I was on the airplane. I was actually flying Qantas, and I was watching it. I was laughing my head off, and... I was laughing, and these people were getting mad at me because I kept dying laughing. And one of the women in the show ended up, I sort of, as I was watching it, I looked over, and it was her.
Whoa.
And I'm not remembering her name right now, and I love her so much.
Is it Keth or is it Kim?
No, it's not. It's not. It was one of the other girls. She was in Babe. She, yeah.
The big lady.
Yeah, yeah.
Magda something.
Magda. And she was on the plane, and I went, Magda, oh my God, I love your show. I want to do your show.
She plays Sharon, right?
Yeah, and she's so cute. She's such a great lady. And anyway, I ended up going on the show and getting knocked out by Kel.
I love that.
Have you seen the episode yet?
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I can't find it. I keep looking for it. But basically, I'm hitting on his wife. I'm hitting on, I think it's
Kim.
Kim. Yeah. No, it's Kath.
Kath. Yeah. Kath's the purveyor of fine meats.
That's right.
And I'm hitting
on her hard, and we're doing like we're singing with the middle aged dance or whatever they are, the mature age dancers or something. And I'm hitting on her, and by the end of the song, he literally knocks me out, and you see my feet going up.
Brilliant. If you don't know this show, it's called Kath and Kim. It's been on TV here before, but I don't know whether it's. I'm not.
You know what's weird? They actually did like a remake of it with Selma Blair and somebody else in the US, and
really?
It didn't. I don't think it worked, but it's hard. To do stuff like that.
Because Kylie did an episode of it as well.
Yeah, there's been so many people have done that, Kath and Kim.
Anyway, thanks for coming in. I enjoyed you on X Factor at the weekend.
Oh, thank you.
In your shiny suit.
Thank you. Yes, it was very shiny.
Yeah, always. Always. How many suits do you have, please?
I've got about a couple hundred suits.
Is there a suit room?
There's a suit room.
In your house?
Yeah. Has guards.
Is there a suit room, though?
No, they put it in some kind of like, I don't know what it is, like a storage facility. Yeah, there actually is. There's a bunch of suits. What I do is after I wear a suit out, and it doesn't take that long to kill a suit because I work hard on the show. Mm. And what I usually do is I'll sign it and then give it to charity and they'll auction it off to someplace.
Does someone pick out the suit that you're going to wear every day?
There's a girl sitting right in that room. You can see she's a really cute little brunette. And she's my stylist, yeah.
Is she the lady that adjusted your hair before you came in?
Yeah, and the one I looked at and said, yeah, Holly, it's important that you do my hair for radio.
Her attention to detail was amazing because it was one tiny little hair on the left that was slightly poking out.
Yeah.
And she came and she was like, yep, there you go, perfect.
Yeah. You know, she's actually from Tasmania. She grew up born in Tasmania, grew up in Melbourne, Australia. And literally, she's everything to me. Mm. She's not just a stylist, she's my assistant, she's...
Everything
to me. I'm like a senior who can't do anything, and she just takes care of me.
What else does she do? What can't you do?
Feeds me sometimes.
Right. I can't do that either.
Everything. I'm lost without her.
That's like when you got Chase Crawford of Gossip Girl to feed you, Scott.
Yeah, I did.
And then you asked for it to be filmed for the website, and I was thinking, this is a bit strange.
Did he feed you Chase Crawford?
Yeah, he did, yeah. And Scott was blindfolded, and it was baby food, and it was all a bit weird, but he loved it, didn't you?
I loved it.
He asked for it.
I don't think he'll be back. I was saying this to my flatmate last night. We were sat there, and it was so cold. And I was like, I wish one of us had some kind of knowledge of how things work, because they'll find us here dead one day, wrapped in beggar foil, and it'll be like, well, they had enough money to turn on the heating, they just couldn't work out how to do it.
I can't do anything. My computer, last night I tried to download some download site, because my fiancé wanted to watch Nip Tuck. I've never seen the show, but she wanted to watch Nip Tuck. Do you think I put in my credit card, it charged me $70, and now
you don't know how to get that back.
I can't even find the site.
Oh.
I can't even. I'm sure there's some Russian guy right now just buying everything with my credit card.
Got Michael Bublé's credit card.
Yeah, exactly.
Want the long number. Now, let's talk about X Factor.
Yeah.
I've been reading all these forums and they're all going crazy, and there's a big debate about whether you mimed or whether you didn't mime. It's really going off on the internet.
It's quite amazing.
Not that you'd know, because you can't work it.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually don't care if big stars mime, because it makes for a better show. Like, it happened with Britney. I don't... When it's a big show and there's a lot of dancing,
I think if you're dancing, it's acceptable, yeah.
Yeah.
But I wasn't dancing, so it wouldn't have been acceptable.
So were you miming?
Absolutely not. I never have. Never in my life.
No.
I've mimed for videos, like for if I do a music video, but never have I mimed on a live TV show. And you know what the best part is, actually, is that ITV was following me, and they're doing a documentary on me. And they actually are in my dressing room as I'm rehearsing with those background singers. And people are, I mean, can I say this in the kindest way? And it's not going to be kind at all.
Say it.
If people, whoever you are, if you're writing on these blogs or whatever, if you think that I'm miming, you're an idiot. You're just an idiot. I mean, you're so used to being fed crap, and you're so used to seeing people jam microphones in their faces because they're lip syncing, that when you see someone use actual mic technique and move a microphone away, it's crazy. I can't even, I'm shocked. Like, did they not listen to me? I was flat. I sang flat, and I was like out of breath, and if I was going to lip sync, wouldn't I just do it to my recording?
You've been sick, haven't you?
Yeah, I had to actually. What I ended up doing was dropping the I ended up dropping a key. I had to go down a key because I was sick. I couldn't hit the notes. So
did you watch it back after you'd done
it? I did. I watched it back, and I wasn't in love with my vocal.
Okay,
but I'm shocked. Like, I had an actual friend from here call me and say, like, man, they're saying you lip synced, and I was like, oh, you know, at some point, there's not much you can do because even now that when I'm answering the question, someone will say, oh, look, he's
oh yeah, of course,
you know, he's oh yeah, for sure, you know, but no, I mean, I promise on my family's life, of course. I've never done it. Never lip-synced.
Okay. Well, good. I'm glad we got the clear.
I am glad too. Not that it's going to clear anything up, because there's going to be some nerd sitting at his computer tonight.
Of course.
Behind his desk, sitting there in the dark, writing that Michael Bublé is just a lying lip-syncer.
Did you?
I was on X Factor. I'd never lip-sync, let me tell you.
And I wouldn't hold the microphone that far away either.
And how could the microphone possibly work if it was held that far away from your... Yeah, that's...
Where's that person from?
This person is from The Simpsons, I think. I think I just turned into the comic book boy, the comic man. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yes, of course. And if you answer me these questions three... I don't know.
Yeah. Did you...
I'll turn into a poo in a second. Come again!
Did you get to...
He was lip-syncing for sure.
That's good.
Yes, of course he was.
That's really good.
Thank you.
Did you get to go into Simon Cowell's dressing room?
No, but I know Simon pretty good.
Do you?
Yeah.
Apparently there's a bath in there.
You know what? I really like Simon.
I like him a lot.
You know, it's weird. And even the times when he started off and people were like, oh, he's so mean. You know what? If I would, every time he said something, I would literally go, yeah.
Yeah.
He's right. It might be mean. He's crushing the spirit of some young child, but exactly what I'd say if I, you know.
He's just honest.
Yeah.
And he's straight to the point and you know where you are.
And I think he's actually knowledgeable too. And I think that's why, you know, in American stuff, it's going to be really pretty interesting to see where X Factor, if it's going to completely take away the American Idol audience, because I think a lot of people kind of trust him and are going to follow what he does.
And I think a lot of people in America probably watch it because of him as well.
I know that was a big part of me watching American Idol, that's for sure.
I think they've got Steven Tyler from Aerosmith.
Yeah, and I
American
said
American Idol this
yep,
is.
And I said, and also they've got another judge, I said yesterday, one of the greatest female singers of all time, Jennifer Lopez.
Okay, so they've got J-Lo and Steven Tyler and then Randy.
Yes.
What are you saying about Jennifer Lopez?
Nothing. She's an amazing dancer.
She is a good
And an
dancer.
Amazing singer. The female Pavarotti.
Oh. Have you fallen out with her or something?
No, I'm just messing around.
Okay.
I'm messing around. No, no, no.
But yeah,
Steven Tyler's pretty amazing. I don't know.
Mm.
I mean, listen, I guess it's Ellen DeGeneres, she was a judge too. So
yeah.
I've never
heard her sing.
No, that's what I'm saying. Mm. I never, you know. Look, Randy Jackson was a great producer, great, great player.
Mm.
You know, I understand it.
Who would you like to see? Are you into the idea of American X Factor? Do you think it'll work?
Yeah, I think it's going to work. Yeah, I think it's really going to work. Yeah.
Who do you think would you like to see on the judging panels? You've got Simon.
I think you put Simon. You put Ridian. You put Leon. You put Stacey Solomon. And that's it. You just let it go.
As judges.
As judges.
We'll have to get subtitles on.
Yeah, I know.
That'd
be great. You know, did you hear they were talking about Cheryl Burke? No, what's her name?
Cheryl Cole.
Sorry, Cheryl Burke. Mm. They were talking about Cheryl Cole and saying in America that they're looking to get Mariah because people won't understand her accent.
Yeah, I've heard Mariah's in the frame.
But you know what? I understand what Cheryl Cole is saying.
Do you do?
I do. I mean, I understand. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're Canadian.
Yeah,
that's different.
Really?
That's different.
Yeah. The Americans won't understand what she's saying.
Really
no.
Not. No.
You know what? She's really beautiful.
Yeah.
I found it difficult to concentrate on what I was doing.
She's almost like a cartoon because she's that
she's
hot.
She's so beautiful.
It's like she's not real.
She's so beautiful.
Yeah. Now, have you heard of a British artist called Tiny Temper? He is super hot right now here. He's number one single, amazing number one album.
I love him with the curly hair and the ukulele.
No.
That was Tiny Tim, wasn't it?
That's not him.
Okay.
He's let me play you a bit of Tiny Temper. He's on this track. Hang on.
All right.
Anyway, he is your biggest fan.
Then I really am sorry for making that Tiny Tim joke.
He said you would be the ultimate person to work with. Now, hang on a second. I'll play this track. This isn't him singing. He's coming on in a minute. Wait there, Mike. Wait there.
This is the second time you've done this.
Wait there, Michael.
Just wait a second. Chase is going to feed me. Hold on.
Here he is. Here he is.
Song on so many different dials, cause I got more hits than a disciplined child. So when they see me, everybody barraps, man, I'm like a young.
Now he wants to work with you. How would
I
you
would, in one second, I would.
You would?
Absolutely.
How would you fit into that?
You just, look, there's totally, you sample stuff I've written, sample arrangements, sample a little piece. It doesn't, I wouldn't like do a duet where I'd be singing, but it would be kind of like, you could do something like the Kanye West, Jamie Foxx kind of duet thing. That's exactly what I do. He sounds great, actually.
He's very good.
I love that. You know what I like? I like when English people sing in their accent. To me, it's so refreshing to hear that as opposed to them dropping it and sounding like this sort of generic American.
Like to hear the British accent.
I love to hear the British accent. I think it's so hip. When I heard Lily Allen for the first time, I fell in love with her because she sounded so distinct. Like there was this great hip quality to what she was doing. I like Adele too very much.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, Tiny Semper's going to be so pleased.
Good, man. I would do it. Honestly, if you want to set us up, I'll do something for sure.
Are you up for like all duets or like just with Tiny? Because we've got another potential one which we'd like to talk to you about.
There's a lady called Wing, who is our favourite Chinese singer, but she lives in New Zealand now. There's even been an episode of South Park about her.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, yeah.
She's big.
She's big.
You're from here in South Park. Okay.
Yeah, she's had an old episode. So I've got something to run by you, which I'll do during your song, Hollywood.
Radio 1 Podcast.
The lovely Michael Bublé is here. It's always a pleasure to have you in.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, Wing is our singer. We've championed her for years. I even flew her over with my own money to do an astounding gig at Radio 1's Big Weekend a few years ago. Now, she's done a version of Total Eclipse of the Heart, the Bonnie Tyler classic.
Great song.
On her new album. And there's no backing vocal, so I'm just wondering if you could give it the Bublé magic.
Do a backing vocal for her?
Would that be okay?
Yeah, of course it would.
And I understand you want to dedicate this to somebody, right?
I'd like to dedicate it to my friend and my co-writer, Alan.
Okay. So here is Wing and Total Eclipse of the Heart. She is going to go crazy for this, but we're going to send this to her.
Right.
I don't think she's listening live at the moment. Not yet. No.
Not yet.
No. Next one. We'll send it to her and she'll love it. So, it's Wing and Michael Bublé on Radio 1.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get the need to be lonely and you're never coming wrong.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the song of my
turn
tears. Every now and then I get a little bit nervous at the best of the years have gone
turn
by.
Around
every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in
turn
your
around.
Eyes.
Incredible. Thank you so much. That is
That's amazing. That's actually a really beautiful tonal quality that
yeah,
she has.
That's what she does. Yeah. Michael Bublé, you can see him on the webcam now at bbc.co.uk/radio1. That was a moment for me. It really was. And hi, Tulip.
Hi.
Oh, and now we have some breaking news.
Breaking news.
Go.
Fans tell Newsbeat they love Mickey Bubble.
Michael, we love you!
Oh my God, I love him.
Their fans outside Radio 1 just a few minutes ago. Some had been out there for hours in the freezing cold. They like him a lot. They really do.
He just said hello to me and I didn't say anything. I just
literally the words just stopped.
Oh, we travelled from Lancaster, from the north, to come down this morning to see him because I love him so much. He was amazing on X Factor. He's just amazing.
Okay,
we love him. Hans, say something to Michael.
Oh, sorry.
Hi.
In other Bublé news, a new study suggests the Canadian crooner's music is second best when it comes to helping you get to sleep. The research by a big hotel chain found... This is actually true. I've not made this up.
No, I read this already, I know.
The research by a big hotel chain found the music by the likes of Coldplay as well were in the list, and apparently it helps 1 in 10 sleepers have nice dreams. Speaking exclusively to Scott Mills, Michael Bublé has revealed he had at least a couple of hundred suits and owns a special suit room in his house, which apparently has guards outside it.
And lastly, he's also revealed he definitely did not mime on Sunday's X Factor show and says bloggers online saying he did are idiots. Radio 1 News Buble, it's 3 minutes past nine now.
Stressing out.
That's what happens when you have Michael Buble watching you read the news.
Now, let me explain why that happened, Michael. There's never normally any news at 9 o'clock on this station.
Yeah.
Right, but the reason that Tulip did it is because she wanted to be close to you.
You're very sweet.
And she often... Well, often what happens is we get people at 5 o'clock when we're on in the afternoon to just stare her out when she's reading the news. So we thought that it would be nice to have a little Buble news today. Thanks for doing that, Tulip. I really appreciate that.
I don't know how to feel about the sleepy thing. In Michael Buble news, assisted suicides for a number of Michael Buble.
I thought it was quite nice.
That they people.
Because it's nice and
relaxing, it gives people
isn't
nice
it?
Dreams and stuff.
Well, yeah. The thing is, also, with our daily podcast, a lot of people say that they put it on to send them to sleep. And I don't. I think it's a compliment. Imagine if we teamed up.
Yeah, it is. It's, yeah.
If we teamed up, nice like, I'm speaking and you're singing. That's an amazing ultimate sleep aid.
I'm so jealous of Gwyneth. She just gets to lay there with him and just sleeps so comfortably every night.
Yeah.
And he just came along, I wrote his...
and she's asleep. have you heard... Who's your man crush, by the way? Is it, it's not Chris Martin, is it?
You know who my man crush is?
Yeah.
Not even... I wouldn't even say it's a man crush. I'd say it's like an idol slash what an incredible dude. I got two. I promise you.
Okay.
Peter K.
Yeah.
One. Snuggly Peter K.
Do you know him?
And yeah, I know him, yeah. And Robbie Williams. Love Robbie Williams.
He's coming in tomorrow.
He's an... That dude is the... That is... He is the... There's two of the people, I would say, are the best in the world at what they do. Peter K., one of the greatest comedians in the world. I mean, honestly... And Robbie, the greatest entertainer on earth. He is the...
I can play this to him tomorrow.
He's the chairman of the board. Oh, no, you can play it to him as many times as you like. Yeah, he's the chairman. That guy's the guy.
Might be a bit uncomfortable because the other four of Take That are coming in as well.
Well, I met Gary. Gary came to Wembley when I just played there. And, man, what a sweetie pie. Great dude. Really good looking, too.
Yeah.
It actually depressed me. A little bit.
Can you say something nice about the other three now as well, just so they don't feel left out?
I haven't met the other three, but they're incredible too. Actually, you know, I just saw the video of all of them.
Hmm.
All of them doing the sculling and...
Oh, yeah, it was
really cool. I'm happy they're... You know what, it's really cool they're back together. I mean, they're huge in Canada.
Are they?
Yeah, they're big in Canada, and all these Canadian people are going nuts for it, so... Yeah. It's very cool to see them come back like that, and you know what's cool is that they can actually sing. They actually are really, really talented.
I think they're better now than they've ever been.
I would agree, yeah.
Also, one more thing. Have you heard what Justin Bieber thinks of your video? Because you dress up as him in it, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Do you know what he thinks?
I would hope that, you know, he's Canadian too. And I would hope that he takes it as a compliment. Because I meant it as a compliment. I never meant to take the pee out of him. I'm making fun of myself, you know what I mean? And, he's in it because the lyric says, could you be a teenage idol? Could you be a movie star? When I watch you on TV, will you smile and wave at me, telling Oprah who you are? So, you know, I have someone doing a little Oprah thing there too. So, I know she's not mad. And I haven't heard from Bieber yet.
Do you think people will look at that video in 20 years and see you dressed up as him and think, who is he supposed to be?
I don't know.
Do you think he's going to be around for a long time?
Time will tell. It's all up to the Biebs. I mean, will I be around? Who knows? I mean, will people look back and say...
Yeah, but you're King of Swing.
You're
Canadian crooner.
You're Hunk of Spunk.
You're Hunk of Spunk. Michael, it's been a pleasure having you in today. Oh, I've got one more question.
Yeah, of course.
Would you ever do a James Bond theme? Because I think you'd be perfect.
I just met the man who does all the James Bond themes, and he was a great, great dude. And I would do it in a second, but I don't know. I don't think I'm hip enough for what they want. I think they keep getting really cool indie people, and they keep going for like the Amy. I think they want more of like an Amy Winehouse than a Michael Bublé. But I would do it in a second. I mean, I was inspired by it when I wrote the arrangement for Cry Me a River. The boom, 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 boom. That's kind of what I was going for. So who knows what they'll do? I would love it. I would love to. I mean, Shirley Bassey had a huge hit, and so did Turner, and. It's been a while since there's been like a big Bond theme hit. I'd love to do it.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. You're very sweet. Thank you.
Michael Bublé. Nice time. Thank you.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
There's a kind of air of amazingness at Radio 1 now through the whole building.
I think I've just fallen in love with them. But it's okay because my boyfriend texts me and says he's fallen in love with them as well. So I think that's fine. If we both have, it's okay.
He's loads of people's man crush. It's absolutely fine. That was Michael Bublé. Funny, interesting, really nice. Swoon.
I didn't think, you know those people when you're like, yeah, I don't know what,
people say in them. And they meet them, you're like,
yes. Oh. It's awakened something inside of you.
Well, he was a nice man.
Maybe next time. I'm not sure the breaking Buble news worked. Maybe next time we'll get Tulip in to just look at him.
Well, she's perfectly, you know, she had to create a thing whereby she met him, and it's like next time she can just say hello and ask for a photo. She doesn't have to do a whole bulletin, and then she'd done interviews for that news Buble and everything.
I know. Yeah, what a nice guy.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
It's all fine with the chair situation.
Is it?
Yeah, we're sorted. Because Robbie is fine to be standing. Standing. That's on the beginning of the song, so he's fine. He's shotgunned
that. Just volunteered.
Yeah. Standing. And Mark can just sit on someone's knee. It's fine. So take that tomorrow at 8 o'clock. It's now time.
He might get in the way of the microphone if he sat on your knee, though.
I didn't say my knee.
Oh.
Someone's knee.
Oh, right.
He's very welcome to sit on my knee.
I thought you were offering up yourself. You're not going to be able to get to the faders and stuff, are you, if he sat there?
Mm. I wish you'd offered me this opportunity when I was 17. Now it's time for Dear Scott, where the posh Radio 4 lady reads out the stuff that you've been saying this week. Send me an email. You'll get on. It's pretty much 99%, I reckon.
Unless Scott, you're spamming about computer parts, because we don't read those.
No, we don't. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk is my email. Use it today. Put Dear Scott in the subject. It's a beautiful thing.
Dear Scott, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and PR4L. How's it going?
Good, it's thanks.
Good, really good.
We just met Buble, so we're really happy.
You are all amazing. And when I get a computer to use, I will do you a longer, more full. But at the moment, I'm on a stupid phone, so long for now. Love you all. You complete me, Erin off of Brumtown XX.
All right, well, we look forward to hearing from you with something a bit more interesting soon.
Was that just an email saying that she was going to send another email when she got a computer?
Yeah, don't send those again.
No.
Next.
Hi, Scott. Matt and Ash, working hard in Cornwall, building signs here.
All right, Matt and Ash. Good to have you on board. How can I help?
Do you know that the song The Bird Is the Word is on a Christmas film? It's on the film Fred Claus. Hope this may help in your quest. Regards, Matt.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just on Family Guy.
I've never seen Fred Claus. Is that the Vince Vaughn one?
Is it Vince Vaughn?
How does this fit into a Christmas film?
Imagine if this was Christmas number one this year. Think about it.
It's going to be. Don't say we hope it is. We're going to make it Christmas number one.
Got to be positive. PMA.
There's so many people in the Facebook group already. About 500,000.
Is that our thing we've done? Or we just hopped onto the back of someone else's campaign?
I don't think I can say we set it up. There is one, and no, we're taking the credit for it. But it'll still be Christmas number one, and it'll all be amazing.
Now, somebody that we know, called Kerry, thanks for this, Kerry, has found a slow version of Peter Griffin doing Bird Is the Word. Listen.
Bird's the word. Well, don't you know about the bird? Well, everybody knows that the bird is the word.
Oh, that's nice.
You see, that would make the perfect B-side for, like, the sort of warm, like, in front of the fire Christmas nights.
Yeah, real
like,
Christmas.
Really romantic. And then you can have the other one for, like, Christmas parties.
So you get the kind of slow one, really Christmassy.
Bird's the word.
And then for your party.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird's the word.
I love it. There's something there for everyone. Let's do it, people. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, the PR4L, and the one that doesn't speak. I just watched Scott Mills the musical online. It's taken a while because of my stupid internet.
Right, that's 2 years ago. What have you got, dial up?
You sound like that McFly song. What's it called?
Ooh, Stargirl.
Do you think they did that on, like, modelled it on dial-up?
They modelled it off dial-up.
Even dial-up doesn't take 2 years, though.
Just to let you know, I loved it. I wish I'd been there. High five. Love ya. Francesca in Bristol.
Well, Francesca, it's good to know the internet's finally arrived in Bristol, and I'm glad you enjoyed Scott Mills the musical.
Love that persistence.
Next.
Hi, Scott, Becky and everyone else. Could you please wish Louise and Peter the best of luck with the birth of Pip, their first child, who's due any day now?
Oh, good luck with that.
Also, have you noticed Dermot O'Leary has a leg with a mind of its own? It's constantly kicking out and trying to escape. Much love, Sarah and Mark.
Now, we've just tried to find examples of this. We can't really find it at the moment, but I have noticed that at times Dermot's leg does have a mind of its own. Watch it. You won't be able to watch X Factor in the same way now.
Oh, it's sort of...
It kind of pivots.
Like, I'm trying to think what...
It's like it's trying to get away from him.
Like some weird ballet position.
Yeah, and he does it a lot on X Factor.
It's the right leg.
You'll see it on Saturday. The right leg just wants to get away from him. Check it out. See, that's the kind of thing we want on Dear Scott. Stuff that you've noticed, things you want to say, questions you want to ask. Send me an email. You'll get on this week, blatantly. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcast.
Hello?
Hello.
Who's that?
It's Jess from Pontypridd.
Pontypridd, good morning. How can I help?
I've just found out that I've woken up for nothing because my lectures have been cancelled.
Oh. Did you hear Michael Bublé?
Yeah, I did.
How good was he?
It was amazing.
So you didn't really get up for no reason, did you?
No, I didn't. I got up to listen to you.
Back to bed now then, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Until what time?
12 o'clock.
God, it's ace being a student.
Then what happens at 12? Bit of lunch?
No, probably not, because I'm on the top floor of my building, my student house, and I've broken my foot.
Oh.
So, yeah.
So you need someone to bring you food?
Yes.
Okay. And then what, the rest of the day? Just a bit of Doctors in the afternoon, is it? BBC One's Finest Soap?
No, probably not. Probably going to catch up on all the TV I've not watched yet.
Fair play. All right, well, have a good day, Jess.
Thank you.
Give me a high five.
Hang on, then.
Hang on a minute. Yeah. Bye-bye now. Took a while, but she has got a broken foot.
What on earth? What sort of TV is she watching if she's not watching Doctors?
I know, hello.
That is TV, isn't it?
Yeah. Doctors and Neighbours. Brilliant. Student watching, that's it.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Morning, Fern.
Morning. How are you, Mr. Mills?
I'm very good. We're all a bit, well, we're just kind of post-Bublé now, really.
Yeah.
There's nothing more to do.
We're post-Bublé freakout.
A bit spent. You know? He is so nice.
I didn't get to see him. Oh. I don't think I've met him before. I would love to have met him today.
Yeah.
What a guy.
He's just like, hey... It's been so nice hanging out with you guys. And we're like, oh, swoon.
Everyone loves him. Men, women, cats, dogs. Everyone loves the Bublé.
Yeah, pigeons, they love him.
Yeah. Don't go to Trafalgar Square when you do Bublé.
I'll massacre you. earlier, Bublé and Wing did a duet.
Oh, well, she so good.
She didn't really know about it. But he put his heart and soul into this. Mm. He did the backing vocals for Wing's version of Total Eclipse of the Heart. If you missed it, it was brilliant.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get the need to be lonely and you're never coming wrong.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the song of my
tears.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous at the best of the years have gone by.
Turn around,
every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in
turn
your
around.
Eyes.
See, it sounds like they've met and
there's
they never have.
There's something quite magical about their voices together, I think. It really gels well.
We're going to get Wing to hear that, because obviously she's not up at the moment. I mean, if this goes well, I'll have to fly her over again with my own money like I did 3 years ago.
At the Albert Hall, I'm thinking like a whole big collaborative sort of gig between the Bublé.
Like a swing gig.
Yeah.
Well, she emailed us wanting to do the O2, didn't she? So maybe now...
Whoa.
Maybe she did.
Start
she,
small.
Yeah, we said maybe that she could try, you know... any sea or something. She could try something, wear a bit some more.
Yeah, but what about the like, little venue next to the O2 first? What, might be better.
Indigo.
Yeah, that one.
The thing is, like, she's got a taste of the big time now because it was my fault.
I
put her on stage in the Indie Music We Trust tent. Me and Kelly Osborne were there waving along.
Right.
And she got a taste of the big time, you know? I want to play O2. Okay, good. Thanks, Wayne.
Go for it.
But yeah, Bublé and Wing together, I like it a lot.
It was lovely. What was he wearing? Did he have a suit on? I imagine he wears a suit at all times.
He had is it called a gilet?
Oh, a gilet.
Yeah.
A faux fur gilet?
No, it was like a sort of puffy one.
Oh.
He did reveal that he has a suit room and
Does
has
he?
Over 200 suits. And somebody picks out the suit for him to wear.
No.
Doesn't do it himself.
That is the most brilliant showbiz stuff. I love that
stuff. I love all that stuff, don't
you? I love all that stuff.
Tomorrow, Take That.
Oh, my goodness. I know. Now, yesterday I saw Take That. I gave them their Q award yesterday, which was really exciting. And to see them all together, I was kind of like anticipating it would be like quite cool, but it was so exciting seeing them all sat there together around a table, you know, arm in arm, all like, you know, mates again. Oh, it was a lovely moment. Tomorrow's gonna be so good.
I'm so excited about this.
I'm gonna get in early to work. I never usually do that.
Come in.
I'm gonna come in early and
come and
out.
Join us.
Yeah,
let's have a big Take That party.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Radio 1 podcast.
Radio 1 podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.